ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆర్గనైజింగ్ కమిటీ ఆఫ్ ద లేడీస్ డే, ఐ ఆఫర్ టు బిలవెడ్ భగవాన్ అవర్ లవింగ్ అండ్ హంబల్ సెల్యూటేషన్స్. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to everybody. I would like to extend to everybody present here this morning and to all those who are watching this program from wherever they are, a warm and hearty welcome to the Ladies' Day 2018. Let me begin by expressing on behalf of all the women who are here and women from all over the world, our deep sense of gratitude to beloved Bhagavan for fixing this day, 19th November, every year as Ladies' Day. By doing so, Bhagavan was teaching the world to recognize the important role that women play in the world. By divine coincidence, today also happens to be Kartik Somvar and Ekadashi, which is a very auspicious day. And so we are very happy to celebrate Ladies' Day on this very sacred day. I think Bhagavan has just arranged it for all of us. As someone who has spent more than 4 decades at the divine lotus feet of beloved Bhagavan, I had acquired a habit of trying to understand Bhagavan's vision behind every new act or new event that he started. So I was a student of Bhagwan in more respect than once, is to try and understand what Bhagwan wants to convey through this new activity or new event that he started. I must confess here that when Bhagwan started the Ladies' Day over 2 decades ago, I was not able to understand what Bhagwan wanted to do through the Ladies' Day. I was a bit skeptical. I thought, I don't know, why did Swami start this Ladies' Day in the first place? Was it just to show us gender parity so that we women do all the things that we are not usually allowed to do on other days or what it is? But as time passed, it struck me that Bhagwan wanted to change the discourse on women, the way women are looked at by the world. And if we want to change the discourse on women, Bhagwan saw that the beginning can be made when women start looking at themselves in a different way in the first place. So if we want the world to look at us in a different way, first we have to look at ourselves in a different way. Then the narrative on woman may change. You see, traditionally, woman has been looked at from 2 extreme points of view. On the one hand, at least in this country, woman is considered the form of the goddess. the feminine aspect of God. On the other hand, she is considered as femme fatale. Is there a via media between these two? So I think if we want to have the rest of the world look at us differently, we need to do a little bit of churning. We have to relook at ourselves and who we are as women, redefine and reconstruct our identity. Bhagwan started this 19th November Ladies Day, though very late in his divine mission. I think this, as I understood it, was his mission. He wanted women to discover this via media for themselves first, before the rest of the world does it. So, I would like to appeal to all the women here. Let us pledge before Bhagavan that we will go beyond the pettiness and the jealousies for which we are generally known and act with dignity. Work for the welfare of our families, our societies, and the world, and prove that we are not going to stay within the traditional mold imposed on us by society all these years. We can be humble without being submissive. We can be strong without being arrogant. We can be intellectual without losing the emotional and caring aspect of our personality. And we can be spiritual without losing sight of the real issues of life. So, with these few words, I once again welcome everybody on this very auspicious Ladies' Day program, and a special warm welcome to our two distinguished chief guests, one from Tunisia and the other from Hong Kong, for very graciously consenting to be a part of this celebration of womanhood. Jai Sai Ram.
My beloved Swami, the Mother of the Universe, the Divine Consciousness that continuously and tirelessly protects and sustains all of creation. My dearest Lord, my one true love, my loving pranams at your divine lotus feet. On this very auspicious day, you remind us that it is such a blessing, such a rare opportunity to be born a woman. You have said, in this infinite universe, you remind us that among the myriads of living beings, humanity is eminent. Among human beings, it is a privilege to be born as a woman. You have said that women have a natural aptitude for faith and spiritual endeavor. This aptitude for faith and devotion is something that I found to be the greatest gift that you have granted us in this life. It is such a strong grounding tool, such an accurate compass. At any point that I find myself confused or less clear, It is an automatic reaction to shut down and pray first. Swami, thank you so much for this very precious gift. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, today it gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker who has also used the same compass of faith and devotion in her life. Our first speaker for today is Dr. Haimavati Reddy. Dr. Haimavati Reddy, MD, DCH, FAAP, graduated from Sri Venkateshwara University, Tirupati. She was awarded the President of India's Medal for securing first rank in her graduating MBBS class. She completed her postdoctoral studies in pediatrics with honors at Osmania Medical College, Hyderabad, where she received a gold medal for securing first rank in the university. She was on the teaching faculty of the State University of New York, Downstate Medical Center, prior to entering into private practice in Arcadia, California. She practiced as a pediatrician for 40 years and has received the Physician of Excellence Award multiple times for excellence in patient care and was the chair of the Department of Pediatrics, Methodist Hospital, Southern California, USA. She has also been blessed to be at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba since January 1970. For almost 30 years, her family has had a Satya Sai center at their home in Arcadia, California, USA. She participates enthusiastically in activities of the Satya Sai International Organization. Sai Rao.
Sri Sai Ram, I offer my humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of Divine Mother Sai. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, and dear students, loving Sai Ram to all of you. I pray to Swami to bless all of us who are assembled here and thousands of devotees all around the world who are celebrating this Ladies' Day. Swami initiated the Ladies' Day celebrations on November 19, 1995 to emphasize the crucial role of women in the society and foster respect and love for the mother. Swami says women have a sacred duty to bring unity and peace at home and in the society. He says mothers should be filled with good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, and she is the first teacher to the child. The greatest example of an ideal mother was Mother Ishwarama, the chosen mother of our beloved Swami. On this special day, we should remember Mother Ishwarama and the ideals she exemplified. She led a simple life and she was always cheerful and happy. She was a shining example of virtues. Her heart was filled with love and compassion. She had three simple wishes. She asked Swami to build a primary school for children in Puttaparthi. And her second wish was to have a small hospital in Puttaparthi. And her third wish was to provide drinking water for people in Puttaparthi. Swami fulfilled all her wishes. Because of her good sankalpa, the small primary school has blossomed into Sathya Sai University with many campuses. And it's noteworthy that the first college established by Swami was the Women's College in Anantapur 50 years ago on July 22, 1968. And the small hospital in Puttaparthi has expanded into temples of healing with 2 general hospitals, 2 super specialty hospitals, mobile hospitals, and clinics serving the humanity and providing free medical care with love and compassion for millions of people all over the world. And her third wish to provide the drinking water for people in Puttaparthi expanded into mammoth Sathya Sai drinking water project, providing water to millions of people, not only in India, but in many other countries. Swami's love is unfathomable. I experienced Swami's divine motherly love during my first trip to Prashanthi Nilayam in July 1983 for Guru Purnima. During my stay in ashram, I got very sick and I was bedridden for 3 days and I could not even go for darshan. By Swami's grace, my health improved and after 3 days, I was able to go for darshan. Our loving Swami came straight to me and asked, "Where are you from?" Those few words gave me the strength and made my weakness and sickness disappear instantly. And I was overwhelmed with joy and I replied, "From California, Swami." Then he walked straight into the men's side where my husband was sitting amongst thousands of devotees gathered for Guru Purnima. He went straight to him and told him, "Your wife has come." So with those few words, Swami revealed his omniscience and his motherly love to me. As Swami always says, he is always with us, above us, below us, around us, and within us. With this experience, I realized that Swami has been with me always, taking care of me and protecting me. I raised my 2 daughters in USA, and Swami, out of his grace, guided me at various stages in bringing up my daughters with good education, with emphasis on good character. In my childhood and throughout the medical school at Sri Venkateshwara Medical College in Tirupati, I used to go to the Balaji Temple in Tirupati several times in a year. I used to walk up the 7 hills to reach the top and to have the darshan of Lord Venkateshwara, and I did this for many, many years. Then we moved to USA, and I did not go to Tirupati for some time. So in January 1985, I had the opportunity to go to the Balaji Temple in Tirupati. After standing in the long queue, I finally reached the inner sanctum, sanctorum. At that precious moment, when I offered my prayers, lo and behold, in place of Lord Venkateshwara's idol, I saw the beautiful form of our beloved Swami. Then I realized that all the names and forms of God are manifest in our Lord's side. He is Sarvadevata Swarupa. is also beyond all names and forms. Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa. He is Satchidananda Parabrahma Swarupa. Swami's message, duty is God and work is worship, gives me the strength and endurance to fulfill all my duties. In one interview, I expressed my concern to Swami that once I come home from work, I get busy with my work in the kitchen and I don't get time to go to my prayer room and do my sadhana. Swami gave me a profound message. He said, working in the kitchen is also worship. And he said, think while you're cutting vegetables that you're cutting the ego and your desires. And when you're rolling chapatis, that you are expanding your love. And when you're sweeping the floor, you're getting rid of the impurities, the six inner enemies, desire, anger, greed, attachment, ego, and jealousy. Swami also said, as long as I differentiate my work as secular or sacred, I would not have peace of mind. He said, Unnadi okkate karma, adiye bhagavat karma. There is only one work, and that is God's work. In this way, Swami gave me a clear and profound message that whatever work we do, we should do it as God's work and as an offering to God, then all our work becomes worship. As a pediatrician, whenever I'm in a difficult situation dealing with a sick child or anxious parents unable to make the right decision, I pray fervently to Swami for his guidance. As he is Antaryami, our indweller, he always responds instantly and helps me to overcome the crisis. We all have experienced his unconditional love. I asked Swami once how to express gratitude for all he has done for us. Swami said, Premano, Panchuko, Penchuko. Share the love with others and expand it. Let us share the love we have experienced with more and more people. It is heartening to see that more and more women are sharing Swami's love and his message and are participating enthusiastically in the divine mission. They are serving in many service, educational, medical, disaster relief, and humanitarian projects, often in leadership roles. Now, women are also serving not only their fellow human beings, but they're expanding their love to animals, plants, and the environment as part of the Serve the Planet program. Swami often addresses us as embodiments of love. Our true nature is love. So let us make our lives his message, and his message is love. Let us resolve to follow Swami's commands and become ideal women, exemplary daughters, wives, mothers, and leaders. I pray to Swami to bless us to be the worthy instruments of his love and move forward in the divine mission and realize our innate divinity. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Sairam.
my humble pranam at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear sisters, dear brothers, it is my absolute honor and privilege to introduce to you here today our inspiring chief guest for the Ladies' Day, 19th November 2018, who is none other than the Nobel Peace Prize laureate for the year 2015, Madame Widhed Bouchamawi from Tunisia. As Bhagwan's devotee and dear daughter, I consider myself as an embodiment of Shakti, and I strive to see in all my sisters Shakti, the goddess. And when I met my sister Madame Widhed from Tunisia, it did not matter what country she was from. I am from India, she was from Tunisia. It did not matter what religion she came from. I am Sikh, she's an Arab Muslim. What connected us was the sacred human values that are universal in every human being, no matter where they are, what language we speak, and where we come from. Madame Widhed is a role model for me. And I want to tell you why. I want to tell you what earned her the Nobel Peace Prize. And I want to tell you what we can all learn from her to unleash the goodness, the potential, the talent innate in each one of us. Madame Widhed comes from a business family which is amongst the top two business families in Tunisia. She was already very well known. She was a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and then she became the first woman ever in her country to become the president of the business chamber in Tunisia. Just around that time, her country was struck by a political crisis and economic crisis that we often know as the Arab Spring, which created all sorts of complications in society and which needed a response. At this time, when things became very critical and complex, Madame Widhed, answering a call from her heart, rose to the occasion and she said, just like Mahatma Gandhi in India said when India was going through a big period of strife and struggle, that whatever I want for my country, I will get it, but I will get it with non-violence. I will not choose the path of war and bloodshed. In the same way, Madame Widhed said to herself and said to her people in her country that we will together get out of this situation. But I am committed that we will not use the path of war. We will not use the path of conflict. I am determined to use peace as the only way forward, dialogue as the only way forward. And she got on the same table people who she would probably in her capacity as businesswoman and as president of the chamber probably on different sides with. But she chose to get them all on the same table in a spirit of dialogue and communication. She remained committed to her values of love, peace and inclusion. And that is the power of Shakti at its best. That a woman decides that love and peace will be the way in my home. Love and peace will be the way in my community, and love and peace will be the way in my country. And so she succeeded. Lo and behold, with her efforts of daily talking to people who were on different sides of the point of view, she got them all together on a piece of paper, point by point. They started writing down what together they would want their country to be. They wrote a roadmap which became later a model for the modern constitution of Tunisia, which because of her efforts became the first truly democratic country with free and fair elections in the Arab world. This, dear brothers and sisters, is the power of a woman. This is the power of a commitment to values. She was also addressing the students of class 12th in the school the other day, and one of the girls from among you, dear students, asked her, "Dear madam, what should we do? Whenever we take the path of love and peace, we find challenges." It is not as if Madame Wither did not find challenges. When she started on this mission, there were a lot of people who tried to put her down. By the way, I must share with you that Madame Wither, because of what she did for the country and for her people with love and grace, and for which she was given the Nobel Peace Prize, she was asked to become Prime Minister of her country not once, not twice, but thrice. And each time, dear sisters and brothers, she said humbly, no. Lot of us would like to know, why did she say no? She said no because she said, "I'm a fulfilled woman already. A queen without an empire," one would say. She already was a fulfilled soul and did not need the prestige of labels. She knew who she was. She had the inner confidence and inner power. She did not do what she did because she wanted to be so and so. She already was fulfilled and convinced she is so and so, which we call as Shakti. She tapped into her Shakti and humbly, so humbly, when I met her, I was amazed at her humility, because she is a global citizen. She is invited by the world over. She talks on the same podiums and prime ministers and presidents of countries, and yet she remains the same simple Wither that I know as a sister. And so, just to answer that question which that girl said, she said, "Madam, what should we do when we are faced with challenges?" And she said, echoing what our dear beloved Bhagwan said, "Persevere." Continue like Savitri. Do not take your eyes off the goal, and you can do anything that you set your heart to. With that, my dear brothers and sisters, let us give a warm round of applause to welcome our chief guest for the 19th of November Ladies' Day, Madame Wither Bouchamaoui from Tunisia, and our dear sister who is a role model for all of us, and will continue to be in touch with all of us for guidance and inspiration, Madame Wither.
Thank you so much, dear soul sister, Dr. Arbin. Dear brothers and sisters, Om Shaira. May humble salutation at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sai Baba, my loving greetings on the auspicious occasion of the ladies, of the Ladies' Day, all my sisters, all my children, all my students, all our students. I would like to begin by thanking the organizers for this opportunity to be with you. It's a big privilege for me to be here for the first time, but I was in India. I think this is my fifth visit in India. I'm so happy to come and to come again, because really I'm discovering a big continent with so beautiful, so polite, so humble people here. Thank you for everything. I'm so proud to be here once again. Also, I'm so happy to be here in this holy place for gathering us to share about women. Peace, love of the world. We need peace and we need to love each other in this strange world. As a Tunisian Women and Nobel Peace Prize 2015 laureate, I would like to pay tribute to this country, India, a democratic republic, home of one of the oldest civilizations. Before getting into the subject that reunites us today, I would like to start by telling you how much you should be proud of the concept of religious harmony. You have been able to favor interfaith relations in an exemplary way. Because the question of religious harmony is important and precious and should be seen as an example to be followed and duplicated all over the world. Brothers and sisters, dear children, let me introduce myself, not in the same way that Dr. Arbin done. I think she said so much about me, but just to summarize, I'm a woman who grew up in a country where women have always played a role in all sectors. There is a long history of Tunisia. Tunisia is a country, small country. We are just 11 million and we are in the north of Africa. I mean, we have Algeria, Libya as our neighbors, and we have the Mediterranean on the other side. We are just to give you an idea, we are just from 1 hour by plane to Rome, 2 hours to Paris, 2 hours and 20 minutes to London. But to come to here, we have to go through Dubai, through Qatar, through Istanbul. But it's always a big pleasure for me to be here. So there is a long history of Tunisian women playing an active role in society. And it all began with the queen, Elisa Didon, who created Carthage in year 814 before Christ. I was born in the year of Tunisia's independence in Gabès, an oasis under Port, the largest city in the southern Tunisia after Sfax. I was fortunate to belong to a family with loving and clear-minded parents who gave me so much in terms of a strong, stable environment versed in politics. My late father, who is my mother, is a symbol of success, having given so much to his country from nothing. He has been my leading light throughout my studies and social evolution. Indeed, I was lucky to be born in Tunisia, an Arab Muslim country which decided to adopt a series of progressive laws in 1956. In the first days of the independence, we got a visionary, President Habib Bourguiba. He decided to give Tunisian women a status totally unknown in the Arab world by abolishing polygamy. There is no polygamy in Tunisia. Setting up procedures for divorce and by setting up conditions for marriage by consent. It was absolutely extraordinary at this time in the Arab world. Over half a century, Tunisia established profound fundamental reforms for the equality of men and women. The privileged and unique status of Tunisian women in the Arab and Muslim world is mainly the work of an intellectual and political elite. It is certain, however, that Tunisian society, by its history, was and is more inclined to consolidate women's liberation and carries with it tolerance and freedom of spirit for having accepted and implemented the profound social reforms implied by the men and women equality. Valid or not, Tunisian women will still seem ambitious and audacious, ready to continue their greater decision maker, their greater decision making power in companies and society, as well as men with an equal spirit. You have all witnessed the number of women who joined the youth on the street to defend their rights during the Arab Spring in 2011. Thanks to its legislation, Tunisia has placed it at the head of the Arab and Muslim countries, advocating for the rights of the women and intends to remain it. We, as women, will protect our rights. We'll be there at any time to protect our rights, to say we represent the half of the population, and we have to play our role as human, as citizens in our country. I will give you only one indicator to conclude this chapter, which is the number of girls graduated in higher education in Tunisia, which is 67%, which makes it possible to believe strongly that the succession is well assured. We are living in a rapidly changing world where globalization, technological advances, and digitalization are dramatically changing how people live and work. This creates many benefits, but also inequalities that have negative impacts on individuals and societies. Social dialogue, including ensuring workers' voice, can be an important tool for promoting gender equality in the workplace. However, women's participation in social dialogue institutions is only 15% globally, from ILO. We, women of power, women who are traveling across the globe to spread peace, democracy, and freedom, we need to set an example. We need to favor gender equality in our teams, in our businesses. We need to be vocal about our own experience, about how we overcome obstacles. We also need to act as mentors and encourage women from all social classes to take charge of their lives, to show young women that it is possible to be independent and to succeed. They must be confident in themselves and follow their dreams, however difficult the path. Dear brothers and sisters, dear children, today mankind is facing a serious challenge: create a world with stronger bonds of solidarity. It must be a world full of justice and equality, where sharing and mutual respect are daily practices, and where the well-being of everyone comes from his or her contribution to the general prosperity. We need to share with others. We need to listen to others. We need to respect each other. We need to live together with respect, harmony and equity. Because of the violent transformations happening in our world, and because ignorance, intolerance, exclusion, and underdevelopment are feeding conflicts and violence, we are living, as I said, in a strange world. Conflicts are everywhere. War are everywhere. People are unhappy, sometimes sad. We have to, more than ever, respond with education. So we need education for peace, human rights, democracy, tolerance, and mutual understanding between cultures. It's very important. Maybe you can ignore many things about me. Me too. As I'm traveling, as I have so many friends, and I have special sister, Dr. Arbin, she and all her family, they are so near to my heart. And I learned so much from them. I learned about you, about your culture, about your country, about your scientific people, about your, what you are doing here in India and outside India. We need, to avoid stereotypes. We need to avoid some ideas that maybe sometimes it shows us, a wrong idea. But we need to be more curious, to learn more, to understand better people so we can have a better relation with them. I insist on those terms of education for peace, human rights, democracy, tolerance, and particularly how we can understand each other, how we can be patient with others, how we can be tolerant with others, how we can accept each other. That's why we need and we have to educate future citizens of this world about the principles of living together, about respecting each other, and also accepting all our differences. By day in culture, religion, origin, or other. We need to create bonds of friendship beyond our frontiers. We need to be curious about other ways of life. History teaches us that whenever cultures met each other for peaceful exchanges of ideas and knowledge, the entire humanity progressed. It's then our duty to keep that flame burning. For the progress of a humanity, work alone is not adequate, but the work should be associated with love, compassion, right conduct, and sympathy. Without the above qualities, selfless service cannot be performed. Peace can only be won the hard way by eliminating violence and greed from the hearts of individuals. We need to think about, to trust on our capacity, to trust on your capacity, to trust on our capacity to build together a peaceful world. It's possible. Brothers and sisters, dear children, dear students, I'm a businesswoman. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. But most of all, I'm a mother. The mother is the pillar of the home, of a society, of the nation, and so of humanity itself. You owe your existence to your mother. Today is the Ladies' Day. So please honor and respect the women just like we all should respect human beings for the peace and the harmony of the world. I will say some words of the Baba when he says, and I discovered so many words that I believe on and we share together, even we have different religion, different thinking. Start the day with love. We need to start the day with love. Without love, we cannot live together. Spend the day with love. It will give us more energy to continue. Fill the day with love so we can be happy at home, in our work, in the street, everywhere. And the day with love, we can sleep easily and we can think about tomorrow. This is the way to God, yes, the way to think that the God is for every one of us. I don't like to finish this without giving from my heart, my tough, what I discovered and what I'm going to discover even for the future. I got this opportunity to visit hospitals, schools, scientific institutions, to speak with people, students, and it was so amazing to answer to some questions from students, and also to discover the high potential of Indian. Really, I felt, as I'm in, let's say, in another globe, you have so many potential, but I like to be so direct with you. You need to put this potential in front. You need to communicate better, to say to others everywhere that you are able. You have so many doctors, so many professors, so many engineers, everywhere in all the fields, but really they are not well known outside India. Maybe they are known in states, but they said always he's from states but originally from India. What I'd like to focus, we need this potential will be just from India, so we can raise the flag of India. We say India, this big continent, let's say, with differences, culture, with differences, different ways of life, they have so big and important persons, they can change the world by their invention, by their technology, by their way, in health, in agriculture, in the environment, everywhere. This is the truth. You have this potential. So for these reasons, I said you have to monitoring this knowledge and your institution for your country, and just to encourage people to follow this way of knowledge, of invention, of discovering, of helping others, of giving this, pardon, we can say it in English, pardon, just to be like, we have, let's say, white heart, and big one. You know, my mother always say to me, our heart is, existing in small part in our body, too small part, but it depends on you. If you want to have a big heart, you have to open your heart. If you don't want to have, it will be like this small. So it depends on our mind, it depends on our thinking, it depends on our way, how we can see the world. As I'm talking about India, about your capacity, I think you have the power and the capacity to lead the world. You are able, you have the capability, you have the capacity, and you have the talent to lead this world. To say, yes, sometimes they are ranking us as from the third world. No, you are able to be in the beginning, the first word, the biggest word. We can together do it. I'll be so honored to do it with you, to help you, not to help you, to be with you, let's say, and just, I mean, to recognize all your competences or your what you are doing in different fields. Really, I trust on your capacities. I trust on your knowledge. I trust on your way. And I was really so surprised and so affected by your politely way, your hospitality, your way to understand others, to respect others. It's very important to teach this. I mean, starting from primary school till universities, we need to give this message everywhere that the world is so big. We can all be in the same world. And I want to be so long, but I'd like to finish by quoting words, by saying something about what I discovered. Maybe sometimes for me it was a dream, but due to two, I mean, nearest persons to me, Dr. Arbin and Vinay, I say Vinay because for me is, I mean, let's say doctor. But when I say Arbin and Vinay, I'm thinking that they are so near my heart. They are he's my brother, she is my sister, and they are doing so good in Iverda, for the preventive care, and for me it was always my dream how we can take care about our body, our skins, and using something which is natural. They are doing so good, and I think it's the way how India is done now, and the products are produced here to carry something which is natural, which is good. And I think we have to bring this over the world. We have to. We need also to bring this over the world. We need to bring research. And this, I really like it. This relation and this, I mean, partnership between schools, universities, hospitals. I mean, it's very important to discover, to prevent, and I mean to help others, and especially to help people that they need. So what I was, I was really surprised. And when we went to the hospitals, everything is free. I think it's the first time in my life that I saw things like that. I mean, you are offering hospitals technology, a high level of technology, and people, they are there to receive patients. Everything is free. It's very important. You need. It's amazing because, you know, to think about others, not to be selfish, to think how we can help. And so many volunteers. It's incredible. For me, I am discovering something which is great. Thank you for this. Really, I appreciate so much your way to how you are thinking, how you are helping others, how you are dealing this new world. I learned so much. And really, I need to learn more and better from your civilization, from your capacity to rebuild another world. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Vidat, for such a beautiful and inspiring speech. Our dearest Swami, we now pray that you may grant us with the blessings of your divine discourse. Following Bhagwan's divine discourse, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, will present a musical concert at the Divine Lotus Feet.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Stri Yokka Pradhanata Inatikaina Kudanu Bharatiyulu Gurtinchi.
The importance of a woman should be recognized by Bharatiyas at least today.
Strilu kevalamu abalalu kaani.
That women are not weak.
Sabalalani.
That they are strong.
Atyavasaramu.
And that fact has to be recognized.
Ye gruhamaina kudanu.
Any residence
అభివృద్ధికి రావాలన్నను
is to progress,
కీర్తిని పొందవలనన్ను
to earn
సాధ్యత సాధించవలనన్ను
in order to be successful and respected.
స్త్రీయే ముఖ్య కారణము.
Woman is the prime cause.
కనుక ఇట్టి గృహమునకే కాక దేశమునకే కాక విశ్వమునకే ఒక ఆనందం దేవత అయినటువంటిది స్త్రీ రూపము.
Therefore, the form of a woman is so important at home, for the country and the entire universe by and large.
ఈ భారతదేశమునందు ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఆచారములు అలవర్చుకుంటూ వచ్చారు.
These practices have been followed since ancient times by Bharatiyas.
ఈ గృహమునకు ఆమెకు గృహలక్ష్మి అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
For a happy home, she is called గృహలక్ష్మి.
అనగా గృహమునందు ఎన్ని విచారములు, ఎన్ని కష్టములు, ఎన్ని బాధలు ఉండినప్పటికీ నవ్వుకుంటూ ఆనందంగా ఈ గృహం యొక్క కీర్తిని నిలబెట్టే నిమిత్తమై తన జీవితాన్ని త్యాగం చేసేటువంటి వారు స్త్రీలు.
Women would sacrifice everything so that everybody would get away from the anxieties, worries and problems.
స్త్రీలయందు ఏడు విధములైనటువంటి శక్తులు ఉంటున్నాయి.
A woman has seven faculties.
సత్యము,
ట్రూత్,
ప్రేమ,
లవ్,
ధర్మము,
ధర్మ,
త్యాగము,
సాక్రిఫైస్,
సహనము,
టాలరెన్స్,
సానుభూతి,
కంపాషన్,
ఆనందము,
అండ్ బ్లెస్.
ఈ ఏడు శక్తులు కూడా కూడినటువంటిది ఈ స్త్రీ.
ఎ వుమన్ ఈజ్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సెవెన్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్.
ఈ స్త్రీ వల్లనే గృహము కాని, వ్యక్తులు కాని, సంతానం కాని దేశ వ్యాప్తి కావడానికి, సత్కీర్తిని తేవడానికి, ఆనందాన్ని అందించడానికి, శాంతి భద్రతను చేకూర్చడానికి ఈ స్త్రీలే మూల కారణం.
A woman is main cause for the peace, prosperity, advancement, progress, welfare, reputation and respect, either at home or at the individual level, through her progeny all over the country.
Kanuka.
So?
Bharatiyulu. Illunu chuchi illanu chudu.
Therefore, Bharatiya says, first look at the home and then the lady behind.
Ee gruhamu anetundi streelaku oka pratishtha sthanamainatundi oka devalayam.
Home is a prestigious residential abode, a temple for a woman.
Grihalakshmi anetuvanti title ichindi.
So woman has the title Grihalakshmi.
Intiye kaadu.
Not only this.
Patiki emaina konni avasthalu, kashtamlu, nashtamlu, dukkamlu sambhavinchinappudu.
When husband faces certain problems, difficulties,
aa baadhalo artha bhagam taanu pondi,
she shares half the burden.
Adaniki sari anetuvanti oka sahayam chesi,
and she renders help that
అతని కీర్తి ప్రతిష్టలు నిలబెట్టుకోవడం కోసమని ప్రాణములు కూడా త్యాగం చేసేటువంటి వారు స్త్రీలు.
A woman is ready to sacrifice her life for the respect and the reputation of the family.
ఈ త్యాగమునకు పుట్టినిల్లు స్త్రీనే.
A woman is the embodiment of sacrifice.
కానీ పురుషులు ఎందు ఇట్టి త్యాగము లేదు.
Such sacrifice is not there among men.
ఇట్టి త్యాగం పురుషుల యందు ఉండినప్పటికీ అది స్వార్థము, స్వప్రయోజనంతో కూడి ఉంటుంటాయి.
Though man has sacrificed, it is utterly selfish.
కానీ స్త్రీల యందు స్వార్థరహితమై ఉండినటువంటి ఈ త్యాగము.
But sacrifice is selfless among women.
స్వప్రయోజన రహితమై ఉండేటువంటి ఈ త్యాగమునకు
it is never for self interest.
Bharatiyulu entano garvinchavalsinatundi.
Bharatiyas should feel proud of woman.
Entano adarshanga pondavalsinatundi.
In fact, this ideal should be followed.
Ilanti streela vallane Bharatadesham ee naatiki kudanu ye vidhamainatundi okka abhyantaramulu kaliginappatikini enni kashtamulu, enni nashtamulu, enni dukkamulu, enni paradeshiyulaku baadhalu kudanu sahinchi deenni kaapaadutu vachindi.
Because of such ideal womanhood, Bharat should continue and live up to the expectations In spite of all foreign invasions, the conquests, difficulties and problems.
వీళ్ళు ఏ విధంగా సాధిస్తూ వచ్చారు?
How could they achieve this?
వీరు ఒక సిపాయిలుగా జగత్తును ఆదర్శంగా చూపించారు.
They were as army soldiers and a certain idea.
ఆయుధములు ఏమిటి?
What are their weapons?
సత్యము.
Truth.
ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితులు ఏందే కూడాను స్త్రీలు అసత్యమునకు ఏమాత్రం ముందు పోరు.
A woman will never step forward to speak lies.
ఏదో కొంతమంది తెలియనటువంటి వారు కొంత పొరపాటు జరగవచ్చును కానీ
unknowingly they may commit mistakes.
భారతదేశమే కాక అన్ని దేశములు ఎందుకును ప్రతి స్త్రీ కూడాను సత్యాన్ని ప్రేమిస్తారు, సత్యాన్ని వరిస్తారు, సత్యాన్ని ఆరాధిస్తారు.
Not only in Bharat, in all countries all over the world, woman speaks truth, follows truth, worships truth.
ధర్మమును పోషించుతూ వచ్చినటువంటి స్త్రీలే.
ఇట్స్ ద ఉమెన్ హూ అప్హోల్డ్ సస్టైన్స్
తన గృహధర్మం కాని, బ్రహ్మచర్య ధర్మం కాని, వానప్రస్థ ధర్మం కాని, సాన్యాస ధర్మం కాని, నాలుగు ధర్మములు కూడా పోషిస్తూ వచ్చినటువంటి వారు స్త్రీలే.
ఇట్స్ ద ఉమెన్ హూ ఫాస్టర్స్ ధర్మా ద కోర్ట్ టు బి ఫాలోడ్ ఎయిదర్ ఎట్ ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఎ రిక్లూజ్ ఎయిదర్ ఎట్ ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఎ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ ఆర్ ఎ రెనన్షియంట్.
అనుకునే జనక మహారాజు తన సమావేశం లోపల తనకు ఎవరు ఈ యొక్క పట్టమును అందించాలి అనేటువంటి విచారణ జరిపినప్పుడు
ఇన్ ద కాంగ్రిగేషన్ వెన్ ద కింగ్ జనక వాంటెడ్ టు నో ఫ్రమ్ హూస్ హ్యాండ్స్ హీ ఈస్ టు రిసీవ్ ద డిగ్రీ
పండితుడైనటువంటి యాజ్ఞవల్క్యుడు ఉండినప్పటికీ
దో ఎ మైటీ స్కాలర్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య వాస్ దేర్
కానీ గార్గి చేతనే తాను పట్టమును అందుకున్నాడు.
షీ రిసీవ్ ద డిగ్రీ డైర్ ద కాంగ్రిగేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ గార్గి.
ఆనాటి ప్రవరులు, ఆనాటి యోగులు, ఆనాటి మహర్షులు కూడా స్త్రీలకు ఇన్ని విధమైనటువంటి గౌరవాన్ని అందిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Citizens, sages and saints respected women in those days.
స్వార్థ సప్రయోజనంతో కూడినటువంటి ఒక పురుషుడు ఈ స్త్రీల యొక్క విలువను క్రమక్రమేణా తగ్గించుతూ వచ్చారు.
Man full of selfishness and self-interest started disrespecting the woman day by day.
కేవలం పురుషులే కాదు.
Not only men.
కొంతమంది సన్యాసులు, మహనీయులు వీరు కూడాను ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావమును పురస్కరించుకుని స్త్రీలకు ఉన్నత స్థానం అందించలేకపోయారు.
Not only men alone, people of total sacrifice, noble people, great so-called great people, also started disrespecting women.
Matanga Maharshi. భక్తురాలైనటువంటి యొక్క శబరిని తన ఆశ్రమంలో చేర్చుకోవడానికి అనేక మంది ఋషులు అడ్డు తిరిగారు.
When the sage Matanga wanted to have this lady Shabari in his ashram, many sages objected.
Shabari, సద్గుణవంతురాలు.
Shabari,
సదాచారవంతురాలు. సత్శీలవంతురాలు.
శబరి ఇస్ వర్చువస్, నోబుల్, ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్.
అతి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి హృదయాన్ని గుర్తించినటువంటి మహర్షుడు కాబట్టి మతంగుడు ఆమెకు అవకాశం ఇచ్చాడు.
సేజ్ మతంగా కుడ్ నో దట్ శబరి ఈజ్ అ సీక్రెట్ సోల్
గుర్తించుకోవడానికి కూడా ఒక ప్రాప్తి ఉండాలి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వన్ షుడ్ డిజర్వ్ టు నో ద చెస్టిటీ ద క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఉమెన్.
కానీ ఈ కలియుగ ప్రభావం చేత,
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కలి,
ఈ యొక్క చదువు సంజల చేత,
బికాస్ ద మోడర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్,
కేవలము స్త్రీలంటే ఒక ఆటబొమ్మలుగా వారు భావిస్తూ ఉన్నారు.
దే కన్సిడర్ విమెన్ యాజ్ టాయ్స్ ఆర్ పపెట్స్.
కాదు కాదు.
నో,
దేశమును ఉద్ధరించేటువంటి వారు,
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దే ఆర్ ది ఎమాన్సిపేటర్స్,
దేశమును ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించేటువంటి వారు,
దే ఆర్ ది ట్రూ ఐడియల్స్,
దేశం యొక్క మంగళకరమైనటువంటి యొక్క గుణగణములు ప్రకటించేటువంటి వారు.
దే హావ్ గాట్ ఆల్ ది ఆస్పిషియస్ క్వాలిటీస్.
స్త్రీలే.
దే ఆర్ విమెన్ అలోన్.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని వారు గుర్తించుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
They have not made any attempt to know this truth.
గుర్తించినప్పటికీ వారు దానిని ఏమాత్రం కూడా లక్ష్యం చేయటం లేదు.
Though they recognized, they were not mindful of it.
ఇది పురుషుల యొక్క అలక్ష్యము.
This is the total negligence of man.
కేవలం స్త్రీలను ఒక వంటవారిగా, ఒక వంటింటి అధికారిగా భావించుకుని, అనుభవించుకుని, ఈ యొక్క సంతోషాన్ని అనుభవిస్తూ కేవలం స్త్రీల యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యాన్ని మర్చిపోతూ వచ్చారు.
Women were treated as cooks, confined to the four walls of the kitchen. Man started enjoying all her services, forgetting their capacities, potentialities and the power.
మూల కారణం ఏమిటి?
What is the main cause behind this?
ఇల్లాలు ఆ పేరుకు తగినటువంటి సాత్వికతను సాధించే నిమిత్తమై ఆ ఇంటిలో వంటలనంత వండుకుని పతులకు, పిల్లలకు సరైనటువంటి ఆరోగ్య ఆనందమును అందించే నిమిత్తమై పవిత్రమైన ఆహారాన్ని ఆవిర్భవింపజేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
ఉమెన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఇల్లాలు, the one who cooks at home for the health and the strength of the husband and the children and would take care of them.
నేడు నిన్న వచ్చినటువంటి పద్మశ్రీ, పద్మవిభూషణ టైటిల్స్.
the national titles like Padma Sri, Padma Vibhushan or the just of the recent years.
ఒక స్త్రీలకు మాత్రమే ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క బిరుదులంతా అందిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
In fact, in ancient times, women were honored with these titles.
Illalu.
Illalu.
Grihalakshmi.
Grihalakshmi.
Dharmapatni.
Dharmapatni.
Ardhangi.
Ardhangi.
ఈ టైటిల్స్ ఎవరికి వచ్చినాయి?
Who got these titles?
కనుక వారు చేసేటువంటి యొక్క ఆచరణను, వారి భావములను, వారి త్యాగములను, వారి గుణగణములను కూడాను ఆదర్శం చేసుకుని వీరికి ఇన్ని టైటిల్స్ అందించుకున్నారు.
Women has got all these titles because of her practices, traditions, feelings and sacrifice.
కానీ ఈ కలి ప్రభావం చేత,
because of the effects of kali,
ఉద్యోగములు చేయ యువతులందరూ పోగా గృహకృత్యములు తీర్చు గురుణులేరి అని క్వశ్చన్ వేస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
Now they started putting a question like this: if women are to go seeking jobs and work in the offices, who will attend to household work?
Aalu magaliruvunu officeulaku poga intini poshinchu yuvatuleri.
If husband and wife they go to the office on job, who will take care at home?
Parabalulaku nerpa పాఠశాలలకేగా తమ బాలురకు నేర్పు తల్లులేరి.
ఇఫ్ దీస్ విమెన్ ఆర్ టు గో టు అదర్ స్కూల్స్ యాజ్ టీచర్స్ టీచింగ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ హూ విల్ టీచ్ దేర్ ఓన్ చిల్డ్రన్?
పుస్తకాలు చేపట్టి పురుషుల వలె పోగా వంట ఇంటిని దుద్దు వనితలేరి.
If they carry files and books on hand and go to offices, who will attend to household jobs?
పుచేతగలుగు ఇబ్బంది తీరిన.
Though the financial problems are solved, but yet there is so much thing that is uncared for.
ఈ యొక్క కేవలము డబ్బు కొరత కోసం మనం పాటుపడుతున్నారే కానీ గృహం యొక్క పేరు ప్రతిష్టల కోసం ఎవరూ పాటుపట్టలేదు.
People work to solve their financial problems, but they don't think of the name and the family. Woman must necessarily learn.
చదువుకోవాలి, ఆ చదివిన చదువును ఆచరణలో పెట్టాలి, ఆచరణలో పెట్టినటువంటి దాన్ని ఇతరులకు అందించడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేయాలి.
ఎ వుమన్ షుడ్ నెసెసర్లీ స్టడీ, ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆల్ దట్ షీ లెర్న్స్ అండ్ షేర్ విత్ ఎవ్రీబడి.
వీరు చదవకూడదని, వీరు అధికారులు కాకూడదని, వీరు ఆఫీసులు పోకూడదని, ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక నిబంధనలు కేవలం స్వార్థంతో నిర్మించినటువంటివి.
బట్ ఇఫ్ వీ సే దట్ వుమన్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఫార్మల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్, దట్ షీ షుడ్ నాట్ గో టు ఎ జాబ్, షీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఆక్యుపై ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ పొజిషన్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సెట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్
ప్రపంచాన్ని పరిపాలించడానికి తగినటువంటి శాంతి భద్రతలు స్త్రీల ఇందే ఎక్కువగా ఉంటున్నాయి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఏ వుమన్ కెన్ కంట్రోల్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఎన్షూరింగ్ సెక్యూరిటీ.
త్యాగభావంలే కాదు ప్రేమభావం కూడా వారిలో బుట్టి పడుతుంటాయి.
ఏ వుమన్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ సాక్రిఫైస్ బట్ ఆల్సో లవ్.
సందర్భాన్ని పురస్కరించుకుని కొంచెం క్రోధం రావచ్చును, అది తాత్కాలికమైనటువంటివి కానీ ఇది హృదయం నుంచి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటివి కాదు.
Anger may take place in a woman at times, it's purely temporary.
స్త్రీ పురుషులకు ముగ్గురికి కూడా ఇద్దరికి కూడాను తగినటువంటి గుణములు ఉంటున్నప్పటికీ కానీ స్త్రీల యందు ఉత్తమ గుణములు, ఆదర్శ గుణములు, ఆనంద గుణములు అధికంగా ఉంటున్నాయి.
Though men and women are equal in many of the respects, a woman excels man in her nobility, in her idealism, in her sacred qualities.
సావిత్రి పవిత్రమైన చరిత్రను మనం విచారించి చేసినప్పుడు,
if you go through the story of Savitri,
గత జీవుడైనటువంటి పతిని బ్రతికించుకోవడానికి సర్వ విధములు కూడాను యమునితో కూడా యుద్దం చేసి ఆ యొక్క దీనిని సాధిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
సావిత్రి కుడ్ ఫైట్ విత్ గాడ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ యమ టు రిజరెక్ట్ టు బ్రింగ్ బ్యాక్ హర్ డెడ్ హస్బెండ్.
కానీ పురుషులు ఎందు ఎవరైనా ఒక్కరైనా కూడాను గతించినటువంటి యొక్క పతిని సతిని బ్రతికించుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేసినటువంటి వారు ఒక్క చరిత్ర కూడా ఇక్కడ కనిపించడం లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ సింగిల్ ఇల్లస్ట్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మ్యాన్ హూ వర్క్ స్ట్రగుల్ హార్డ్ టు బ్రింగ్ బ్యాక్ ది డెడ్ వైఫ్.
సతి మరణించిన తక్షణమే రెండో వివాహంలో ప్రయత్నం సిద్ధంగా ఉంటారు కానీ సతులు ఆ విధంగా కాదు.
ద మూమెంట్ వైఫ్ డైస్ మ్యాన్ ఇస్ రెడీ ఫర్ ద సెకండ్ మ్యారేజ్.
ఈ ఆధునిక యుగము లోపల,
ఇన్ దిస్ మోడర్న్ ఏజ్,
ఈ వికారమైనటువంటి భావం అభివృద్ది అయిపోయి
the perversions are more,
వారికి విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి మార్గం నడచాలని,
they want to behave in the opposite direction,
ఉద్దేశంతో వారికి అన్ని ఇక్కట్టు కలిగిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
They intentionally bring all problems to them.
కనుక ఇట్టి పవిత్రమైన మన ప్రాచీన ధర్మమును సంస్కృతిని నిలబెట్టే నిమిత్తమై,
in order to uphold the ancient culture and dharma,
ప్రతి నెల 19వ తేదీ స్త్రీల యొక్క దినంగా ఏర్పరుస్తూ వచ్చాం.
19th of every month is categorized as the ladies' day.
కానీ కేవలం నియమించటమే కాదు,
is not merely a lost.
చాలా మంది స్త్రీలు దీన్ని అనుసరించి ఆనందించి దీన్ని తగినటువంటి ఉత్సాహ ప్రోత్సాహాలు అందిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Many women have been participating in all activities, encouraging, cooperating with
everybody.
Many are involved in the activities.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అభివృద్ధి వచ్చినప్పుడు భారతదేశం అనేటువంటిది అన్నిటికీ ఆదర్శవంతమైన దేశంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
When we all work together towards this direction for progress, the whole country would prosper.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, హరి హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. జప జాన బినా సన్ని యోగ నహి, జప జానా భక్తి బినా సంజ్ఞాన నహి, దయ ధర్మ బినా సతి కర్మ నహి, భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నహి, హరి నామ బినా పరమాత్మ నహి, హరి నామ బినా పరమాత్మ నహి. హరి భజన బినా శాంతి నహి, హరి భజన భజన బినా, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి.
Of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, humbly offer a musical rendition at Thy Lotus Feet. The Lord's name dispels the darkness of ignorance and illumines our being. The rocking raft of our lives finds the shore in the guiding light of Sai's name. The sweet sound of His name is our only succor and support. Mother has given us a taste of her infinite love through the sweet, tangible love of our own mothers. Even as we celebrate the love of our mothers, we know, Swami, that it is your love that we are basking in. Unvoiced prayers have found fulfillment beneath the boundless sky of your love and grace. But Swami, now we realize that our greatest wish is you. The deepest and the most magical bond is the one we share with you, Saima. Lord, you are the wind beneath our wings. You are ever beside us to pilot our flight. We grow stronger in your loving embrace. You raise us up to more than we can be.
Love you. troubles come and my heart burden me, I am still awake here in the silence until you come and sit a while.
Oh, गणनाथ गजानन
Bye. Thank you. Hallelujah.